in the rap song.
Turn him down a little bit.
Turn me down in the head. I'm going in the headphones. That hurts my ears. Turn him down.
I only get one set my whole life.
Yo, turn down those snares.
Hey, can I have no snares, please?
Can you put like no music through? Can you put all the lyrics
Why
through?
Why the only snail? Hey, can I get some more beats?
Beats by Dre.
Yeah.
Can I get some more kick drum?
Kick drum. Hey, just cymbals. I just want cymbals.
I want some more chimes, please.
I want a bass drum, please.
Just a bass drum.
Just the bass drum.
Can I get some acoustic guitar?
More cowbell.
Oh, I love cowbell.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Cowbell is nice. Yeah.
Well, hello everybody. Welcome to episode number 172 of Brett and Tony with Ash and Abe. I'm Abe.
I'm Brett.
I'm Ashlyn.
What the fuck? I'm Tony.
I did pretty good, though.
You did pretty good. I saw you, like, watch my mouth, though, as you try to get the numbers right.
I was trying.
Hey, guys. Ashlyn's back.
Hi.
She's back.
She's back.
I got the sniffles.
Hey. She still got COVID.
Yep.
It's going to take a while.
That was the joke.
COVID's coming.
I told you that.
I forgot that.
Friendship. It's going to take a while for the friendship to seep in to erase your COVID.
Oh, yeah. Did he fill you in on our whole idea of COVID? The three of us are immune because of friendship.
Yeah.
We thought that you were immune because of friendship. Turns out you don't even like us.
Yeah, apparently you're not as good a friend as we are.
Yeah. Wow. So it's going to take a bit to settle back into the friendship and get your antibodies back up.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
That's literally the only thing you missed.
Yeah. I think we talked about a movie or something. Some stupid movie, probably.
A couple movies that we wanted to make. Yeah.
Also, I got to throw a shout out.
She's back.
I'm trying to wait.
You missed her.
So sorry. I'm so excited.
Get out something to eat. You got to chew.
Yeah. I got no chewies.
Then click those pins, girl. We do it.
I got you. Go ahead.
Hell yeah. Now it feels like our podcast, guys.
Yeah. Not the quality. Though.
I wanted to throw a shout out because I listened to our family mates, our PFPN family mates, genre exposure, their podcast. In the past couple episodes, they've thrown some love our way because apparently they really like the movies that we've been picking lately.
Really?
Yes.
What's been their favorite?
Well, they...
like, what do they mention, I guess?
He threw us out because he likes The Shining a lot.
Oh, yeah.
But then also...
Is that Dustin?
Yeah.
Okay.
And also, what was that Disney one that we watched?
Mr. Boogity.
Yeah. Apparently he really liked that when he was young too.
All right. So he picked that.
He thought it was awesome that we watched it.
Yeah.
And covered it and stuff like that. So
awesome.
Yeah.
What do you think of Black Bear?
No idea. He never said anything about Black Bear.
Gotcha.
Yeah. It was just the last two. And I don't know, maybe this episode? I don't know. We'll see.
We'll
see if you like it.
I'm going to see.
This is
maybe our streak is done.
This is the first time we've come to a stop in the rotation where we're actually going to guess because the first one was a trial run. When do we guess? Are we going to guess at the very end of the episode? Are we going to do it now?
No, we'll do it at the end.
Okay, we'll do it at the end.
At the end
before the picks? Is.
Yep.
Okay. Okay, cool.
Out with the end and end with the new.
Yep.
Nope.
Something like that.
Something
You're close,
like that.
Though.
You're on to something.
Out with the old and with the new.
That's what you were trying to say.
I think I made that up.
No. Nope.
Yeah.
I think you should copyright that.
No. Copyright.
Yep.
Just made it up.
Yep.
Nope.
Guys, should we get it the fuck out of our systems?
Yes. We should.
Let's get it the fuck out of our systems.
I forgot to go. I forgot to say it.
Oh, what'd you forget?
I just forgot.
Hey, do it again. Do it again.
That's funny because when I did it, after I got done, I looked over at you and you were just like,
I know.
Hey,
like
I
spacing
forgot.
Or something.
I forgot.
Hey, do it again.
What do you want me to do again, Tony? Do you want us to get it
the fuck out of our systems?
I did it.
Much
you
better.
Did it. Yeah, much so much better. You're going to edit
now
it well
it feels
tonight.
Right. Yeah, now it feels right.
Feels good now. I guess I'll just kick it off. I just got, I went down to the Capitol for the I Like It Spooky podcast double feature that they had down there, Blood Car and Slashers, and Blood Car was awesome.
Blood
Carbon. Oh, Slashers.
Slashers was a movie. And fun moments, though, I guess. But
the cover.
Blood Car was pretty fun.
Yeah, that one got me really interested. The cover of that was pretty dope.
Did you like that cover? Because
there's titties in it.
We didn't even notice until Justin Beam pointed that out.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was like, hey, Brian, you realize that there's boobs on your poster, right?
No,
so then me and Brian had to go out and check the poster up front.
Awesome.
No, Abe always find the titties.
I didn't see them. Brian pointed it out to me, but yeah.
Did he?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because I was telling him, like, I was sad I couldn't make it, and I was asking him how it went and everything. He's like, I got titties on the poster. I was like, oh, okay.
He snuck some titties on the poster of this, like, fucking...
He sent his little 4-year-old, 5-year-old to school with that poster short. Oops.
Oh, yeah.
Did he really?
I don't know.
No.
That'd be hilarious. I hope not.
I kind of hope so.
Go hand these flyers out of class.
Yeah. Okay, Dad.
No, it was a fun night, though. I had some fun with some friends and stuff.
So yeah.
Some of our friends. And some of them came from out of town.
Yeah.
Rod was from there. Like 4 hours away, I think he said.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yep. So, and then outside of that, I finished Dune Messiah. So I'm all ready for the movie here in like 3 years when it comes out.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a good book. Recommended. Cool. That's me, I guess.
Tony?
I saw a movie, if you call it, you can call it that.
Okay.
Godzilla, Kong, The New Empire.
Nice. Okay. Yep.
No, not nice. Don't you dare. Don't you dare say it's nice.
I saw it and I thought it was awesome.
Did you actually? Yeah.
I like this bit. We need to keep this going. Tony sees a movie, hates it. Brad sees a movie,
only,
loves it.
Anymore, I usually only talk about the books that I've been reading. So I haven't really been talking about the movie except for the Capitol one.
Right.
But,
yeah. Okay. Let's.
You didn't like it?
Let's have a Kong Godzilla off.
Oh.
Do it.
Okay.
So I did not remember anything about Kong versus Godzilla.
Yeah.
So I spent like majority of the movie like, were they in that? Why are they referencing that?
Yeah.
Are you sure he was in that? I don't remember that movie at all. I did not know I had to do homework for this movie.
I think it was just right. Wasn't it just the one woman and the kid that was in the last one?
And the guy who did the podcast.
Yeah, and then the podcast guy, the black guy.
Yeah.
I think those are the only three people from the last one.
I could not tell you a single thing about this movie. Because
there was a Skarsgård in the last one, and I didn't see him anywhere. And they brought in that one guy that the director works with on his indies. I forget what his name is.
Yeah, but the guy, the veterinarian.
The vet guy.
I didn't know if he was in there until he said, who are you? I'm like, okay, no Pete knew.
Well.
And I'm like, oh, I cut my hair, so of course you don't recognize me. I'm like, I don't recognize you either way.
Yeah, I don't think I would have recognized you with the hair either.
I'm like, you got your hair now? You was in that movie? And, and then I'm like, oh no, we made this thing for Kong, but just the glove.
Yeah.
But we finished it before the thing went out, and then now it's swap bite.
And there's no way that thing would even be down in that, like, underneath thing?
No.
Like, why were they storing it down there?
No.
It doesn't say.
No. And then.
but they throw that glove on.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, yeah, you're right. It all of a sudden, it's like, oh, it fixes frostbite, too.
Yeah, it fixes frostbite, which is what he had. A glove won't fix frostbite.
It was awesome.
And then, oh, my gosh. Like, midway through, and like, oh, Hollow Earth has a Hollow Earth.
Yeah!
The fucking people.
There's living, a Hollow Earth in Hollow Earth, babe.
And the fucking people living now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then they could read the hieroglyphics and like, oh, look, it said Mothra, and like somebody from Skull Island is going to come save the day.
Yeah.
They got all that from the hieroglyphics. And this place that nobody ever banned from up.
And the like way over, it was like that exposition scene was like, it was like 2 minutes and it felt like 10.
Yeah.
I was like, get back to the cool shit.
No, like, oh my God. And then,
that exposition scene was like the downfall of the movie. Yeah. I thought.
Yeah. And then I'm like, It lost me.
They should have cut that shit out. Like, none of the rest of the movie makes sense.
No.
Why?
Why try to make, why try to sense? Make
why sense try. Of this? Why, right. why spend 10 fucking minutes of your runtime on this dumb shit?
Yeah, I mean,
get back to people, big things beaten, big, like, other big things,
like,
up.
It took way too long for the Kong and them to actually salt being up. They're like, oh, I don't care about the fucking humans.
I was actually curious, because I figured you'd see... I figured you'd see the movie, and I was curious on what you were going to say if you liked it and they didn't have anything with, like, Godzilla and Kong aren't even, like, share screen time until the last, like, 20 yeah. minutes of the movie,
mm-hmm. which happens.
Yeah. And if you liked it, I was gonna be like, well, what the fuck about you didn't like Halloween Ends? Because they, but all right, you're consistent.
No, and actually, ironically, I liked Godzilla Minus One, but I
thought you didn't like that.
What? No, I loved it.
I thought you didn't like it because it had too much Godzilla.
No, I wanted, I had too much Godzilla, yeah. and I wanted more of the humans, because yeah. I think that could have sustained a movie without Godzilla.
Yeah.
The story. Totally opposite in this one.
Too much Godzilla? I liked how the movie kept, like, forgetting Godzilla.
Yeah, he kept forgetting.
So they were like, oh shit, like, randomly, they'd be like, there'd be a scene of like, oh wait, Godzilla's doing something.
Yeah, yeah, the one doing. Like, the one girl who's dealt with one job is to track Godzilla. And she's tracking Kong. This is with Kong the entire time. Her job is to track Godzilla.
Awesome.
And then Godzilla, like, throws a little baby Godzilla.
Oh,
I mean, a little baby Kong at one point, like a baseball bat.
Not just throws it, yeah. He's like hitting all of these other giant gorillas with this little baby gorilla. Like, it's a baseball bat. Just bam, 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 bam. Bam.
And they had a concussion the rest of the movie.
Oh, yes. God, it's great.
Awesome.
And then, oh my God, I'm trying to think what else in this stupid movie. Like, what happened? So what else happened?
So you didn't enjoy the movie, though?
I enjoyed the last, like, 20 minutes.
Oh.
But then I'm like, ooh, Godzilla, he's preparing to come. Ooh, he's making, like, so many pit stops. Like, he's stopping here. Yeah. He's on his way, guys.
He's on his way, I promise.
He's on his way. He needs to stop by India at a nuclear power plant to get powered up.
Yeah.
But what is he getting powered up for? Ooh, what is he?
Yeah.
Anyway, he's taking a nap in Greece. Okay, he's on his way.
He liked sleeping in that Colosseum. Yeah, I like that was, like, his bed now.
Yeah. He's like, this is my bed now.
Yeah. You just all curls up all cute like.
Yeah, and then I don't know, man.
You good flick.
it's a solid.
What'd you
two.
Give it? Two.
Damn,
I'd probably go like a 4 probably.
Yeah.
I had a lot of fun with it.
I didn't. I mean, I just would, like, I don't care about this human fucking drama. Just get to the Kong and
also I liked the vet guy. I liked him.
Yeah, he was the best human.
Yeah.
But
and then towards the end, when, like, the vet guy and the podcast guy, like, they've gotten to know each other through the movie, and, like, they're quipping towards the end. I really liked when they're quipping.
And then I hated how the guy was filming the documentary on a shitty ass camera.
Yeah.
When sound. He's a podcaster. He should have really good sound.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. He didn't even bring a sound equipment to this thing.
He knew he was coming. He didn't bring a tech bag.
No, he brought one of the thing we used to film shorts on, like one of those camcorders.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Awesome.
No.
That's really shitty.
It was really shitty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That stinks. I wish you at least enjoyed the movie, though.
Enjoyed the last 15 minutes where I'm like, oh, good, this is almost over, and I just want to see the Kong and Godzilla part so I could leave. I probably could watch this on YouTube in, like, a week.
Well.
Anyway, I watched something else while you was watching the blood call in the
slashel.
Yeah.
I watched something. I hate to say it, but it was cinema. Pure cinema.
Okay.
WrestleMania Night 2.
Boom!
Okay.
Nice.
Cody Rhodes. We'll say Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns been champion for 1,316 days.
Okay.
Cody Rhodes last year because of interference.
Okay.
So this year, they're like, They're like, ooh, bloodline rule, so anything goes. Yeah. So the Wackenfield.
Oh, shit.
We had
Dwayne Johnson.
Dwayne Johnson.
Wow.
And then Adam Noel, The Undertaker.
Oh, damn.
Hey, you tired? Him.
Yeah, he hit the dong and like, boom. It was so booked. And it was amazing.
That's awesome.
I bet that was a hell of a moment.
It was.
Yeah. Was that highlight of WrestleMania?
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah. Sounds like it would be.
Yeah. Undertaker?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Because I'm like, it was good.
Yeah.
But he just chokeslammed somebody? He didn't tombstone him or?
Chokeslam.
Nice.
Chokeslam to walk.
Oh, damn.
Oh.
Nice. Yeah, I wonder how long it's been since he's been chokeslammed.
Actually, it's been 22 years.
Really? Since The Rock's been chokeslammed?
Yep.
Wow.
Did they say that fact on there?
I've been watching. Like that stat. I've been watching.
Tony, Tony has a stat book.
You just know that stat.
Yeah, he has a stat
know.
Book.
Jesus. I just know.
It's been 22 years,
like
3 months.
It like the shining ball again. And like, oh yeah, I don't need results. I should know this.
This is wheelhouse. It's Stanley Kubrick and wrestling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you ask about those two
and
things,
David Lynch.
Tony is on it.
Tony knows.
Yep. That's about it.
Nice.
Hell yeah.
I have a.
What you guys been up to?
I have a fucking list.
A list.
I have a list. I'm going to blow through a lot of these because they've been talked about before on the show.
Oh.
Bo is Afraid. Fucking amazing. Love it.
Okay.
5 stars.
Okay. I still haven't waited that.
You haven't? Oh, fuck. It was phenomenal.
You say 5 stars.
5 stars. I love
That's
it.
That's the only one I haven't watched.
I mean,
really?
From the.
It's really good.
AOTKP list.
It's a mind fuck. And I'm still processing.
It is.
I saw that like months ago and I still haven't been able to wait it.
Complete mind fuck. And it's amazing. Joaquin does great.
It's amazing.
Great.
It's just.
You feel uncomfortable the whole movie.
Yeah, and that's like one of the things that I think is downfall.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm trying to, I'm still. Yeah.
Somebody who has like high anxiety like me, it's totally relatable. It's I like it a lot. It's fun.
Yeah, I wish it was really good. It'll stay with you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. I also watched the entire Fear Street catalog because I'm getting ready for, I was informed by my love over here.
Me.
That my love number two, Chris Klein, is going to be in the new one.
Yeah. Wait. Love number two? What plan I?
It's Chris Klein, guys.
Oh, God damn it.
That's Chris
it's
Klein.
Chris Klein.
Yep.
Fuck.
I mean, Chris Klein was, I love him even more now because he helped with our last short
made. Yeah.
That's coming up.
He did.
He was a solid bass.
Yeah. He personally held our camera in place.
Yep.
Yeah.
He was our human tripod.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was.
Yep.
Thank you, Chris Klein. Forever grateful.
Forever grateful.
Yep. For that and Rollerball.
Yes.
You're amazing.
And for Chung Lee's story.
Yep.
Because that was great.
And American Pie 3.
Yep.
The third one?
Is that?
I don't remember the third one.
Oh, shit. He is the next one he's in.
I think there's one he's
American
not in.
American Pie Reunion.
Maybe
American
it's Pie
Fall.
Either
in
way.
Fall.
Either way.
I don't remember.
That way he came back all coked.
But no, the Fear Street, all of them were fantastic. A lot of fun.
This was your first watch?
First watch. Never seen them.
They're cool.
I heard a lot about them, but I finally got around to it. But no, great.
I'm really excited for the next one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And then I also watched Talk to Me. And holy fuck, that was great. Another 5-star movie.
Okay.
What do you have against Talk to Me?
There was not one character I liked.
Really?
Yeah.
Not one?
Not one.
I mean, they all had their flaws, but for the most part, I liked them all. Actually, even the douchebags that had the hand first, I even liked them at parts.
I hated all of them.
Yeah, I think that was the one you said you didn't like any
See,
character.
I couldn't remember because I also watched Bodies, 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 which I thought that was
that's the
one.
That's what the one I liked.
That was that good. You liked that. I thought that's the one you hated everybody in that one.
No.
I mixed them up then.
No,
but
we mixed those up.
Dude, Bodies, Bodies,
I
Bodies
love
is
bodies.
So much fun.
It's so underrated, great. But I love Bodies, Bodies, Bodies.
So good.
Yeah.
So good. Go ahead.
I thought, just me, Talk to Me was overrated, but that's just...
Oh, no. Man. That was...
Was it overhyped, maybe?
Maybe.
No.
See, I still didn't know much about it like, at this point, but like the little bit I did know, this movie still got me, and I was like, I jumped up and I'm like leaning up, I'm like, go, 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 go. It's just like, oh man, it got me amped up.
No, in this movie, I saw twice in the movie theater, and I was like, maybe I was too bad on it. So it goes, and same.
Really? That's unfortunate. I loved it.
So great, I gave really. It two tries.
Okay, that's fair. As long as you gave it two tries, that's all I can ask from you. You tried.
Okay.
I also watched another A24 Climax.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Dix the Musical.
Oh, nope. Didn't watch that. Climax is interesting. The first, the setup is boring as fuck, in which that's unfortunately like half the movie.
Ugh.
But it's like a French dance troupe that, and someone spikes their, they're at the rap party. Someone spikes their the punch bowl.
Okay.
And it fucking goes apeshit crazy. But the whole first half of the movie is complete like overload of backstory for every fucking character that never comes up again.
Yeah.
And if it does, it's very minor. But once you get past that, when the punch bowl gets spiked and shit starts going weird, I don't know if it is an actual one continuous shot, but it feels like a one continuous shot that goes through this whole party as people are just fucking going ape shit.
Yeah.
And it is great. Like the ending makes the movie, and it's, I highly recommend, stick through the beginning. I promise you it's worth it. I also watched, The Lodge, which I don't know if Jason's ever talked about this on AOTKP.
Okay.
He was the only person I saw that watched it though. And, this movie is fucking great. I gave it a 5-star.
Amy gets given everything 5 stars.
There's only like 4. But
it's like blood over here. Oh, it's a movie.
It's five so stars. Fucking good though. This movie, like,
if a movie entertains me, I give it a high rating.
I know.
Even if it doesn't make any sense.
This one I had to give a 5 because literally it went from, at first I was invested. I was like, okay, this is cool. This is pretty great. This is like a 4. And then something happened and I'm like, all right, that's the stupidest fucking thing I ever heard. I was really 5. Pissed. Almost turned it off. And I was like, nope, stick it out. Stick it out. It would have dropped the rating to like a 2 if that was the ending.
Yeah.
And then something else happened. I'm like, oh my gosh, they completely redeemed everything. It's a fucking 5. It is the most, it's like one of the most, what's bleak movies I've seen in a while.
Okay.
Like it's completely bleak.
And this is Climax, right?
No, this is Lodge.
The Lodge.
The Lodge,
yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I recommend it. If you haven't watched it, please watch this movie and get back to me. And then last one I watched that I'll talk about is The Monster, which was, it was interesting. It was like a coming of age story about this girl who has a shit mom and she's going to live with her dad and there's a monster on the road. And
okay.
They kind of bridge their gap kind of thing. And yeah, it was fun, but not memorable. But The Lodge, Climax, Talk to Me, and Bodies, Bodies, Bodies. That was the highlight. And Beau is Afraid. Sorry. My whole list was the highlight.
You know what you should watch?
Everything's the highlight.
Yeah. Everything. Life.
Abe just loved movies.
I like that you're coming around to my way of thinking.
Hey,
it's a movie? Hell yeah.
I wouldn't go quite that far, but no, yeah. I see what you're saying, though. You're not wrong.
Ashton,
everything has their golden moments.
You've been doing anything lately? Why you been avoiding us?
I haven't been here in so long, so there's probably a lot.
Well, you were just talking about a TV show that you started, right?
You mean finished.
Oh,
yeah.
They have all the episodes out?
Yeah.
They
dropped it all at once.
Nice.
So we started and finished Fallout.
Hell yeah.
And man.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. That's based on one of your favorite games, right?
That's correct.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
And one of Derek's. He mentioned that on our gaming episode.
Because then he asked, he was like, which one? And I was like, New Vegas. And he was like, New Vegas.
Yeah, and then you were like, you know what? We can be friends after that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Gotta go New Vegas. But super fucking excited because it looks like, I shouldn't spoil. It's still pretty new.
Hmm.
We don't have, what were you?
I was just going to say at the end, the skyline. What it looked like would be next season.
Oh, gosh. I don't think that's a spoiler. That doesn't spoil anything.
Although it's all over my fucking TikTok, so I'm sure people are spoiled. But at the absolute end, they showed the New Vegas.
So there's basically hints that New Vegas could be in the next season.
Bitch, I'm excited.
Which I found out shortly after. Apparently, California is willing to give Amazon like $25 million in tax credits if they relocate shooting to California for the next season.
Oh.
Which they'd be stupid not to for that. I mean, fucking hell.
So why California?
Because that's where...
This one actually
took place in California, but they didn't shoot in California at all. It was all
Utah, New York,
and Jersey.
Yeah.
And then a couple like establishing pickup shots and stuff like overseas.
Yeah.
Like in India and stuff. But.
Yep.
You also watched, we've been watching a game show, kind of going back on a game show that you.
What game show?
Have we?
Yeah. We stopped briefly because we got sidetracked with the challenge.
Oh, yeah. My nose is so swollen. It's making my brain not work.
Swelling up into your brain. It happens.
Yeah, we've been fucking watching the challenge, dude, and it's been amazing. Take me back to high school.
So what's the challenge?
MTV Road Rules, the challenge.
The Real World Road Rules.
Real World Road Rules. I never watched it, but this is my first time diving into it.
I didn't know that.
It fucking is great.
So is it like people from...
Yeah, so like 20 you have years the ago, real world it? Cast, yeah, and then you have crazy. The people who are doing Road Rules going against each other.
Yes. Yeah, I love
fucking
that.
Awesome. And they have 34 seasons now.
I wish they would bring back I Love Money.
VH1.
Right? Agreed.
But this is why we asked if anybody had Paramount again, because we wanted to go Paramount. Back.
Well, yeah, it was too late. Yeah, we already it was too got late.
We were like, we're just gonna subscribe.
I said I had it.
Yeah, no. But by that point, like literally, we ask, and then 2 seconds later, we're like, fuck it, let's just do the free trial and see what happens.
I was wondering why nobody responded.
Gotcha. Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Actually, but, I was waiting for somebody to throw the password on there so I could get it.
Awesome.
So I was disappointed that it didn't get answered either. Well, it got answered, like, but not responded.
No, I'm
to.
Like, okay.
I've been watching Jersey Shore. It's weekly, and I hate watching weekly because I'm a binger. That's like my whole
life. Oh, they have new episodes?
They're still going. Sammy's back.
Ronnie just came back, and I'm like,
I'm so far behind. I watched the first like three seasons as they happen, and I haven't seen it since.
It's pretty fun. So the first couple seasons of Jersey Shore Family Vacation, like it's cool because you get to see everybody come back, but it's kind of boring.
Yeah.
But then it's really dramatic because Ron... is a fucking
Ron's
mess.
The meatball, right?
Yeah. He's that big bitch.
The gorilla.
I didn't like him.
Yeah.
Nobody else does.
No one.
Good.
No one is happy that he's back, really. Not really. Yeah.
Yeah, he's going for his redemption arc like Mike did right now, where
he's trying to get that second chance. But Sammy's back.
I think
back.
It's cool, the situation.
Oh, it's fucking weird, dude.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, the old situation comes out, but it's fucking weird seeing him
like. The toxicity like seeps a little bit, and you're like, oh God, put it away.
Shit. Him being the one trying to bridge the gap between the groups, and it's like, this is Mike, man.
Yeah, it's weird.
He's supposed to be creating the situation.
Yeah. It's really fun, though.
I like though you said sometimes like old Mike comes out.
Oh, you see it so
it
bad.
Does.
And then like you know at any time.
Yeah.
And it's funny because
he could probably just blow up this whole house.
It's funny because Pauly and Vinny, they'll even call it out. They're like, old situation's like coming back out.
Really?
Won't like Vinny very much, I don't think.
Yeah, Vinny, he's completely changed. Like he's a stripper now. He actually strips Vegas.
Yeah, he has changed a
lot. So he's all ego, and like, he's still funny. Yeah. And that's what I've always liked about him. This is like weird sense of humor.
I liked the Pauly guy because he never seemed like he took any of it seriously.
Pauly is the exact fucking same.
Is he? Yeah. Like he didn't take it seriously, and he was just there. Dang.
Yeah. Oh, and that's him all the time, except for last season. He had one meltdown.
Oh, God.
He
and it was
freaked
scary.
Out and almost knocked some people out. It was intense.
It was pretty cool.
Were they out of bronzer?
No.
I'm just joking.
It was with his, it was drama involving Angelina and his girl. He has a girl now, like a serious girl.
Huh.
And a drama involving them. And he actually, he broke a door down.
Huh.
Yeah, it was
to let his girl in to get Angelina.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, it was pretty dope.
It was fucking crazy.
I've been on a super reality TV show kick, though, because then it was like maybe a week ago, I was finishing Charm School.
Oh, no. Charm School. I know Charm School.
Was it Charm School or was it
Charm School.
Girls Next Door?
And Girls Next Door.
Oh, and?
I started watching Girls Next Door, too.
Damn.
I forgot. Yeah, I've been on a reality show kick. Yeah. I think I just needed some easy. It's just easy TV, so.
Easy to digest.
Paramount Plus is really good for just easy TV. Yeah.
Oh, it
for
is. Real. It is. They have a ton.
It's got Tosh on it. It's got ridiculousness. Oh.
Yep.
It's amazing. So, yeah, that's me. Actually. That's you? We're just like reality. And I've been reading some books, but
yeah.
Man.
Damn.
Yeah.
Well, I got a couple comments of what the listeners have been up to.
Ooh. What the fuck have you guys been up to?
Hey, thanks, Tone, for the assist.
Ooh.
This awesome gentleman by the name of Brian Godzilla.
Brian Godzilla.
He watched Blood Car and Slashers. He watched those too.
What?
Yeah.
No way.
Was he down? Did he see him?
I didn't even see him there.
Nice.
Huh.
Oh, apparently he also watched WrestleMania too. He did a little bit of both.
Did you guys watch it together?
You could have done both.
I wanted to watch live. I would not have it spoiled by anybody.
The Undertaker thing would have been spoiled.
Yeah, it would have been quick. That's why we binged. Part of the reason we also got sucked in, but Fallout.
Oh, for real? Because seriously, today
that's all
everything.
I saw all the shit.
I was like, damn, dude, I'm glad I fucking finished it.
And then over on the Facebook, Darren Miller,
hey!
The one and only
Miller.
He's been up to, watched Paw Patrol and Baby Shark.
That sounds
nice.
Like a few times
with Alana.
Elena,
sorry.
Oh, happy birthday, Elena.
Happy birthday. If you're listening to this, it's probably not great.
Elena. Yeah, you know what? Listen to this episode. It's okay. You got permission from Uncle Tony and Uncle Matt.
Yep.
There you go. That's all you need in life.
Yep. It's your birthday. You get to listen this week. Yeah, go wild.
And that is all the comments that we have for getting the fuck out of your system.
Very nice.
I thought there was another comment.
From who?
Ooh, who?
Sad.
Oh.
Oh.
What? I guess Darren doesn't miss me.
Huh?
Oh, yeah.
That was on a different episode. I'll find it, though.
Yeah, you say,
Tee-hee-hee. Oh, is it for the other one, not the movies? Yeah.
It was the topic episode when we did trends.
Just read the comment.
Darren said, not done with the episode, but really wish I could have been in on this conversation. Planking and flagpole sitting were two that I thought about commenting on the original post. That was a real thing. Basically, our whole episode was flagpole sitting.
Us trying to figure out flagpole sitting.
Do
you know that they have that in the Guinness Book of World Records on how long a motherfucker sat on a fucking flagpole?
For the dumbest reasons.
Ugh. And it wasn't that really a flagpole. Not that tall.
No.
Yeah. Wasn't even that tall.
It wasn't.
And you think sitting on the... he had a little, like, perch. Yeah. He took a bench up with him.
Yeah, he took a bench.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was not like a little bead. He
laid down on that shit. He took a fucking nap.
He was not like a little bead. Up there getting...
But it was, like, what, 4 feet off the ground?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Fuck that guy.
Yeah. Flagpole sitting.
Darren continued by saying...
Don't get me started.
Oh, yeah, we all... It's started.
If you listening, hear I realized flagpole stuff caught you off guard. Ice bucket...
I heard about it,
but I didn't realize it was so crazy. Ice bucket challenge and Tide Pods were another fad. Miss Ashland, but love Boys Nights. Also, look up Crocs in the movie Idiocracy.
Was the Tide Pod thing, like, actually a thing, though?
Or was it like four fucking people
on TikTok?
Yeah, pretty
doing
much.
Doing it.
Yeah.
I thought like it blew up bigger than that.
Everybody I ever talked to, like Rora, like Rora and her class, like, they all thought it was just as dumb as we thought it was.
I think I thought people were just doing it as a joke and making parodies.
It's got to be 100%. There's nobody who actually ate it unless it was, like, a child. You know what I mean? Like, maybe they ate it for funsies, but... Yeah.
I just figured it was just something that older people blew up out of proportion.
100%.
And then our generation just made fun of it.
Poison Control Centers reported over 7,000 cases of young children eating laundry pods and ingesting laundry pods.
Okay, so it's bad parenting.
Yes.
It's not teenagers. It's young children who have bad parents.
followed by this question, people also ask, is 4 Tide Pods too many? One is too many.
Oh my God, one is too many.
To answer your question, people are fucking dumb.
But is that mean like, or are they meaning it like ingesting it, or are they meaning it like is four too many to put in the washer with the clothes?
Nope, if for small and medium loads of laundry.
Okay, so.
Do you get a pass? Not my fault. I exploded.
Still fuck you though.
Yeah.
Hey, how dare you? Read the fucking bottle.
Oh, yeah. I probably should mention, Elena, since this is the episode you're listening to, do not eat Tide Pods.
They look fucking good.
They really do.
They really look good.
I could just eat a Tide Pod for
real. Oh, my God. They look so delicious.
Really?
I get why kids want to eat that
I know, right?
Also, bird, suet. Suet? Is that how you say it?
No. Suet.
Suet. Suet. Yeah. Fucking smells good. I could eat that too.
What's a bird suet?
So it's like a square and it's got seeds, fruits, and stuff, and they sell it. You put it in your yard for birds to pick at.
It's like bird seed, but pressed into a brick.
Oh my God, it smells so good. When I worked at Farm King, I would like go over there and be like, damn, I could use a snack.
Yeah, you should smell some.
It's nice.
So I found another factoid here about this whole Tide Pod thing.
Oh shit.
So it started out in 2016. There were 53 cases. No, sorry, 39 in 2016, 53 in 2017. Then fast forward a little later into 2017, it got up to 10,500. It just kept on fucking exploding and exploding. So yeah, it was a big thing apparently.
Huh. Man, who would have thought we would be doing a Tide podcast?
I still don't believe it. If people can, if people don't believe that the Earth is round, I get to believe that this Tide Pod thing was just blown up.
Oh, dude, you can believe in whatever you want.
Oh yeah,
just be prepared to be wrong.
Also, I think I'm a flat earther now.
Are you?
I've seen some
Mike. The situation is a flat earther.
He really is.
Oh my God!
And
I think his is all because it's weird.
Yeah,
I don't think he truly believes anything.
But I don't think he truly believes anything either. No, I don't think he thinks that hard. He's just like, fuck it. I'm going to be this guy.
This is something going on right now. Yeah. I'm a flat earther.
I think it looks like a pickle. I think we're not around. I think it's a pickle.
It's like a pickle.
And it's going around.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm a pickle earther.
A pickle earther.
Pickle earther.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think it's a circle. I think it's a pickle.
I think, isn't that part of the religion of the pot flying spaghetti monster?
Yeah. Or something.
That you're part of?
Yep.
You don't even eat pickles.
I hate pickles.
I know, you're fucking
That's
weird.
Weird.
So? He doesn't like apples either.
I like apples.
Well, the earth is shaped like an apple. That's what some people think.
Oh, orange. My God.
Or an orange. Yeah. You don't like oranges, do you?
No.
Yeah.
Because it's the only fruit I could think of that, like, the random shape.
Wait, fruit? Pickle?
Food.
You meant a full on pickle.
He just wanted to be weird.
I did.
Yeah. No, he's not thinking a pickle slice.
Oh, he's being weird right now.
But I know. Look at the situation.
He wants a full pickle.
In my head, I pictured a pickle slice. I'm like, dude, pickle slices are round, Tony. But I'm on the same page now. I get you.
It was a joke.
Yep.
Oh, I know. I know, Tony.
I'm in a pickle now.
You know, you talk too much. I got to pee. So now it's time for Anaconda.
Is that the movie we watched this week?
It is.
It's time for our movie, guys. Guess what it is? Anaconda from 1997. 97. The Year of Our Lord.
Is it the movie she made after Selena?
This would be one of them that she made after Selena. Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know what year Selena came out.
I think 96, right? Or 95.
I have no clue.
I'd probably say 96.
I was thinking 95, but it could be 96.
Yeah.
I thought they were about the movie she made right after that.
Hmm. Well, she also had Money Train.
97,
there, right?
Same year.
Oh, same year.
Same year, okay. Yeah.
Okay.
When did that come out? When did this come out?
Does IMDb tell me the release date?
Did you see this in theaters, Tone?
Yes, I did. Did you? Hmm.
Yes, I did. And I got grounded for it because it was PG-13.
Oh, wow.
And I was 12.
I thought it was way at all, actually.
I'd spend the night at friends' houses and we'd go to the movies and we'd go see PG-13 movies and then I'd just take my ground mitt for like a week after that.
It was worth it.
I would, because that would happen with this. It happened with Liar Liar. And then we were going to go one weekend. It was me and your brother,
Matt.
And Michael Rosenbach, I think we were going to go. Rhonda was taking us to Face Off.
Oh, yeah.
But we had to stop by my house and get movie money first. And my mom came outside. And then your mom was like,
oh, no.
Yeah, we're going to buy I'm taking them out to the theater so that they can go see Face Off. And my mom's like, that's rated R. So we didn't, we had to go see Contact instead.
Yeah.
The PG movie.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie.
3 12-year-olds just sit there watching Contact in theaters.
I know.
Instead of Face Off.
I know. When you could have been at permission. My mom was the best. She didn't give a fuck if you wanted to wait at all. You want permission? Yeah, let's go.
She was even going to buy all our tickets too.
Yeah.
And then she was just nonchalant. Like, oh, I'm just going to take him out to Face Off.
Yeah, we're going to. Yeah.
We're going to Face Off. Fuck. So, damn it, Rhonda. I almost got to see it.
Selena was released in March. This was released in April.
Damn. She had a good 97,
back
huh?
To back.
Yeah.
I thought it was like a year apart. Okay.
And that, did we even say that's J-Lo?
J-Lo.
I loved her natural Jenny hair from the block. So much.
Oh,
so
what?
Cute.
I liked her a lot back in this time. Just
wait. Yeah.
I'm glad you brought that up.
Same.
Bro, what up?
Jenny from the block.
Oh.
Used to have a lot. Now she doesn't have much.
Now they didn't even claim her in the block.
No, the block is denied.
The block is denied.
What the fuck are you talking about?
You might be Jenny, but if you ain't from the block.
If you, and then I was like, I don't know what orange drink she's at. Fanta, I guess?
Fanta? Is she talking about orange? Oh, like the orange stuff?
What? Some Sunny D?
Like Kool-Aid? Kool-Aid?
That's fucking embarrassing, dude.
I even saw one video where some lady just was like walking to different stores in the Bronx. Do you have orange drink? Do you know what this is?
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's how super embarrassing. It's super embarrassing.
I don't care. Fuck her. J-Lo. I liked her a lot back then. Ice Cube.
Hell yeah.
Boom, boom. What?
Besides the fact that I love snakes, so I wanted to see this anyways, I really liked Ice Cube back in junior high.
Yeah.
Because of Friday and his rapping.
Is the whole snake thing, that's legit? You like snakes?
I like snakes, man.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, hell yeah. I want to be a snake hunter after I saw this movie. Back in junior high.
You wanted to be John Voight.
Dude, I want to be John Voight. I know. I wanted to be the bad guy.
The creepiest motherfucker in the world.
Yeah.
You wanted to be him.
Me and Mike Bobbio were like, dude, we're going down there.
Was he going to be Mateo?
Mateo.
Or who was going to be Trejo?
Yeah, probably Danny Trejo. Yep.
I forgot he was in this, though. I did not
barely, but
barely in now.
But it was so weird because...
Dude, he's so young in it.
This had to be early in his career, right?
Oh, yeah, 97. Yeah.
But he was still well known enough to be
Desperado was like a 95.
Yeah. He had a main credit, right up front.
Actually, I did not think of Dan Trejo. Like, he was in this, and I went into a movie, I had to go back. Like,
I was like, that's the closest thing to Trejo I've seen in this whole movie. It has to be him.
This would have been the first, or this would have been the same year as Con Air. He was in the...
It would have been.
He was big in that
He looked
too.
Completely different in Con Air.
Yeah. More like buff or something.
Yeah. Con Air, more buff. And then like his scarring that he's always had was a lot more prominent in... But that was also daylight. He had a lot more screen time.
Also, he was supposed to be like a fucking...
A rapist. Yeah.
A
Johnny
23. Shit.
Yeah, he was not supposed to be likable in that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, we also have, John Voight.
John Voight.
Jesus.
Owen Wilson.
Who, John
Voight.
Owen Wilson.
Owen Wilson, yeah.
Jesus.
I just love Owen Wilson so much.
I loved when he was making these weird movies back in the beginning of his career.
Yeah, and then he turned out of nowhere in this movie.
He really does turn out of nowhere.
But not even it wasn't even a mild turn. Like, okay, I'm going to agree with this guy. It was a straight up, I'm willing to hold a gun on some motherfuckers turn.
Hey, I'm hooking up with you, but you know what? Back the fuck off.
I'm going to shoot you.
I'm with this guy now. This random guy, he jumped on a boat.
My one of my favorite characters, though, I think he's got the best arc of it, is the Poppins guy.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Which he's
the narrator. He's in a lot of stuff, but I cannot like, name a single one.
Wasn't he in Witchy Witch? Jumanji.
He was in Jumanji. Both. Yeah. Yep. He was in both.
He was the hunter in Jumanji. Yeah. Holy shit! Oh,
he was also on one of Ice Cube's CDs. He was like the guy at the beginning.
No way.
Like, does the talking? You know. Yeah, it was after they did Anaconda together.
Yeah, of course. And Ice Cube did this.
Yeah. After he taught him how to drive a boat.
Yeah. Yeah,
teach him how to drive a boat.
And so I think he taught him how to act after this because he.
Wait, which one?
What?
Like Ice Cube? You didn't think he was good?
No, I not compared to what he is now today.
He definitely got more comfortable.
Yeah, with this the camera.
I still liked him a lot.
I thought he was good in this.
Yeah,
man. I thought he was playing himself.
Well, which is fine. It made sense for the role.
He did just kind of play himself, but I feel like that's the way that
how he acts though most of the time.
And I feel like they do like. That was on purpose.
Oh yeah,
like the director was like, "All right, let's get Ice Cube in here as himself."
Yeah,
playing this guy. You know, I don't know. I think that was more like direction instead of Ice Cube. I don't think that's on him.
No, I agree. I liked him a lot in this.
Well, although I do love how he's like he's supposed to be like he's Ice Cube playing Ice Cube.
Right.
You think Ice Cube living in the like Compton and shit like. That itty bitty little knife that he carries around with him the whole block, this pocket knife. That blade is like an inch and a half long. Yeah. It's like that big,
You want me to slit his throat with my nail file?
Nail file? And then they make a huge deal.
When that it went overboard?
Yeah, then it goes overboard. Like, that wasn't going to puncture anything important, guys.
It was one of the seven slow-mo shots. It was one of the seven slow-mo shots in this whole movie was him losing that knife.
Yeah.
And was that NWA or that's an NWA knockoff rap song you were listening
Ashlyn
to?
Ashlyn said that it was
written by him.
Yeah.
But Mac 10 was the one who sang it. But I'm just saying it sounded a lot like him.
I thought so too.
I just thought he was listening to himself. And also Reddit also thought he was just listening to himself.
Yeah. That's what I thought.
I thought so too. And I like how his first line of the whole movie was, "Today's a good day."
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
So good.
I know. I love it, dude.
Love it.
Little junior high Brett loved it.
Oh, yeah.
It blew my mind seeing this guy up there like this. So, guys, the movie focuses on this documentary film crew. Probably the worst documentary film crew, I think.
The worst, but the most realistic,
if that makes sense. Like, nobody knew how to do anything.
I'm so happy they had a boom mic.
Yeah, they actually see most documentary in movies, like when they talk about a documentary crew, literally it's a camera.
Yeah.
And you're lucky, like you said in Godzilla, you're lucky if it's a good camera.
They had a good camera. They had like
a film camera.
They had a narrator.
They had a boom mic. They had a parabolic mic.
Yeah.
They went out to capture sounds of nature to loop into the doc.
And okay, true. But like at night, you getting off the boat like that.
Oh, I can see them.
Totally.
They're dumb kids, dude. Yeah. It's Owen Wilson. What else do you expect from him? It's a little surfer boy and his hippie girlfriend. They're worried about banging in the jungle and shit.
Yeah, I think Owen Wilson.
They got
so
this right in 1997, but 2024 blockbuster couldn't even fucking get it right.
Yeah, dude. No, they I feel like they're incompetent and dumb, but at least like their gear and their
gear was on point.
Their gear and their somewhat thoroughness.
Okay. Well, this documentary film crew, they go into the Amazon rainforest.
By the way, real quick,
hunted by a snake. Well, they try to hunt a snake and then the snake hunts them.
I like how you point out the fact that they went off the boat to film sounds, their jobs at night.
And then they were like, oh.
But they pick up this random fucking rapist on a boat in the middle of a rainstorm. Like, this guy is a great candidate. Let's get him on board and keep him on the board as long as we can.
Yeah.
That was the biggest fuck up, in my opinion. Fuck that.
Well, was taken on John Boy?
Yeah.
No, actually, I don't think they could have got rid of him after that.
They probably couldn't have, but still.
Yeah.
I feel like someone needed to speak up a lot sooner instead of everyone was licking his asshole and be like, oh, he knows things.
Yeah.
Nah, fuck that. We ain't picking up no hitchhikers.
Never, licking his ass.
No, off. That's true.
She was like the character. And, well, and Eric Stoltz, he was like.
Was that throat guy?
Yeah, throat guy. Yeah, because he was, he'd be like putting John Voight in his place. Like, oh, well, I've never heard of that.
I loved them and their dick measuring contest. Yeah, John Voight getting all pissed about it.
John Voight, I think, is also a highlight. His bad accent is a highlight in this movie for me.
He was pretending to be.
Is this a trivia?
Indigo from Princess Bride. He sounds exactly like. My name is Indigo Montoya. Prepare to die.
Oh, yeah, and that guy from
That's not trivia. I made that up.
Okay.
He sounds like that, though.
God damn, you had me going.
That's going to be the trivia now.
God damn it. That fell in my head.
But, like, I also like, it wasn't just the accent, the shitty accent either for me. It was like, it was like his whole demeanor. Every time that, like, even, like, in a shot where, like, somebody's talking or something, right? If he's in the background of a shot, he's giving that creepy stare. You know what I mean? Like, was he character or was he doing the, what is the
method?
Method acting?
Yeah.
Was he behind the scenes? Was he just this guy the whole time?
Mean mugging everybody?
Yes, it feels like it.
I feel like his mean mug kind of got brought down a few pegs for me because he had the same look when he woke up from his little, after he got knocked the fuck out. Yeah. He woke up, looked the exact same. He's like,
ugh. Yeah, he did, dude. God, I loved him, man. That's why I wanted to be him so much when I was a kid.
So weird. You're so fucking weird.
So yeah, they go on this thing. They pick up they're going like deep in the Amazon, like to get this tribe that
Shibishami.
Yeah, Shimishamas or yeah, whatever.
Something like that.
Something like that.
Shamwiles.
They're on their way. They pick up John Voight in a rainstorm because his boat didn't work. So they pick him up. And then he tries to get him to go hunt anacondas with him. But Eric Stoltz tells him to fuck off. And then Eric Stoltz gets a wasp.
Mm-hmm.
In his fucking throat.
It was so weird. I've never seen this actor before in my life, right?
Eric Stoltz?
Nope. Not that I remember, at least.
Oh, yeah.
The very second he comes on camera, instantly everything comes back to me. I'm like, oh, he gets something in his mouth and they have to trach his ass. Nice. Like, that whole image just popped in my head. I'm like, that is fucking weird.
Yeah. Because you haven't seen this in a long time,
I haven't
right?
seen this since I was a wee little guy.
So you would have seen this because I would have seen him already in Pulp Fiction. He was in that.
Oh, who was he in that?
He was the long haired guy. He's the one that like has to pump the from the heroin.
So he like stabbing people. Oh, he got stabbed in this one. Never mind.
Yeah, yeah.
He was that guy. Holy shit.
He was in a whole bunch of shit, but like that's
so Pulp Fiction probably would have been the first thing I saw him in.
For me.
Interesting.
Because he was in a whole bunch of stuff back in like the 80s and stuff.
Okay.
He was also, I'm sure you've heard of the Back to the Future.
What's the Back to the Future?
Well, you know.
No, I don't.
Oh.
Okay, he was originally Marty McFly. They filmed like 6 weeks.
They filmed like the whole movie almost. And then the director didn't like his performance, right?
Oh, damn.
So they asked, they worked out a deal with Family Ties or whatever the fuck show that Michael J. Fox was on.
Yeah, Family Ties.
Yeah, so that they could have him.
He filmed at the end of the day and at night. And then they did he's still in some shots.
Yeah, that he's still in some shots in the movie, just not his face. And there's like pictures and stuff online.
Footage.
Of, like,
you can watch footage.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
Yeah, wouldn't that suck though?
That would suck.
Like one of the biggest
hard.
Franchises of
all time.
Of all time movies.
One of the best trilogy devil.
Whew.
Wow.
Yeah, so anyways. I was going to make a joke. I'm glad.
Like, how do you go back to acting after that?
Yeah, I was going to make the joke that he woke up Michael J. Fox.
He gets a wasp in him, gets a cutout. So he's like out of the fucking movie for the whole rest of the movie.
Yep.
They, because the big dick guy basically. That was standing up to John Voight.
Keeping him in his place.
Yeah. Since he's kind of out of commission, John Voight takes advantage, flips Owen Wilson sides. He gets karma, right away, though.
Right away.
Right. He doesn't get a lot of time to be a bad guy in this movie.
No, he really doesn't. Which works because I don't think he should ever be a bad guy. And I don't know if he could do it.
Basically, it's like anytime anybody helps John Voight, they like instantly die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, like, I'm left alone with him? I'm going to kill you.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
Oh, yeah. And that was the same guy from Game of Thrones, right?
Who?
Which one?
The pilot?
Mateo?
Mateo.
Was he in Game of Thrones?
Oh, yeah, are you thinking of the Faceless Man?
Yeah, the Faceless Man.
I don't think so.
Okay. Because it looked like him.
It does kind of look like him.
Yeah. I'm on it. I want to know what Mateo is on.
Because I was like, is that the Faceless Man? But I didn't look it up.
Hmm. Oh, my God. House of the Dragons coming out in July, dude.
Hell yeah.
Season 2.
I'm excited.
You haven't even watched it.
I know, but I'm excited for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I am too.
So yeah, here they go kind of hunting for snakes.
Okay, so, oh yeah, and I like the psych out. Actually, the original, it was a pig, the ball. And then Ice Cube was so confused, like, eat a ball? Yeah, bacon.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah.
We gotta eat the pig?
You gonna eat the pig? Food?
What? Yeah, fuck no,
That's a big thing.
Oh, we're gonna eat the pig.
We're gonna eat the pig?
What the fuck are you talking about, Ice Cube?
And Friday, it's actually in the song, Mama Cooked a Breakfast with No Hog.
Oh, it is in that song.
He doesn't eat pork.
He doesn't eat pork.
Yeah. Oh, damn.
It was
we
a
have
good
something
day.
In common.
That's just weird. You don't eat bacon, I don't trust you.
No.
Yeah.
If you don't eat bacon, you're smart because bacon's fucking overrated.
It's so overrated.
Huh.
I think it's one of the most overrated.
Like on a burger?
Yeah.
No. It's
like just a regular cheeseburger.
Okay, I can understand if it's undercooked, but what about crispy bacon?
I actually prefer turkey bacon to regular bacon.
Ooh, same. Dude, turkey bacon's good.
Turkey bacon.
It's not a fan of
that,
turkey bacon.
And it keeps its shape.
It looks weird, I think.
It does look weird.
I love the fact that it keeps its flat shape and it's not like all like curly and
Like
and bacon,
cooked.
I think it goes really quick.
Like uncooked, though. I think it just looks weird.
It does.
Yeah. But also, like, that's probably just in my head because, like, I'm thinking bacon. Like, this is what bacon looks like. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
no,
it still tastes delicious.
It looks weird.
It does.
Turkey bacon looks weird, but goddamn, it's good.
No, it's good. You guys always bring it camping. So, John Voight gets a monkey so that they can use that as a
terrible.
As bait.
Any chance he
absolutely
got to kill a fucking
terrible.
Spider monkey, he took it.
He took it.
That's any sad chance. As fuck.
Which it didn't make sense to me because, correct me if I'm wrong, but they hunt by heat.
Yeah.
You kill a fucking spider monkey, there's no more
that's
heat.
That's true. They even say it in the in the movie.
In the movie.
I've never noticed that.
I've seen this movie a million times. So why did he need the blood? If it was like-
right. That's the other thing. Like, they don't hunt by blood. That's a shark, man.
Yeah.
They want live prey. Like, all snakes want is something moving.
Yeah. He's not a very good snake hunter. That's what's going on.
That's what's wrong.
This is his first wrangle.
This is
rodeo.
His first rodeo.
There we go. That's the word I'm looking for.
So, yeah, they put it on a line in the river, and then he goes fishing for an anaconda. He gets it at first, and then right off the bat, like all hell breaks loose. And right off the bat, that tail of the anaconda, because it's 40 feet long, guys, or longer, it takes out Owen Wilson, knocks him in the water, and then he gets the fuck eaten.
Yeah.
And how cool, like that early, this is 97. Like when did, what's that Wes Anderson, that first one, Bottle Rocket?
Yeah.
What was that, 95?
I think probably 96.
96? So like this early in your career.
Maybe 98. I think 98.
Like, whether you like the movie or not, like you know that shot, like that anaconda coming by with the face sticking through the side of it.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? One. Like, that's like the...
Yeah, that's iconic.
Like, iconic shot of this movie.
I was white in 1996.
How cool, though, to be, like, one of your first movies.
Yeah.
And one of the, like an iconic shot.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
You in an anaconda.
Yeah.
Sticking out. Yeah.
That's why he never did horror again. Fun fact,
no,
actually.
No, he did a couple years later.
But he, I remember on...
he did that one shitty remake.
Well, see, that's why he was...
The Haunting?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was in The Haunting.
See, he said he... One. Actually, on his webbed autocomplete interview thing, he said that...
Are you lie joking right now?
I committed too hard and I...
You lie joking?
Yeah.
I knew you were lie joking.
Sorry, I committed too hard too early.
Damn it, I should have seen what you were going to say, though.
Did you look up that faceless man?
It was not him.
Okay, it did look like
he him. He has a very, very limited, actually, discography.
But okay, but movies. It did look like him.
It does. Oh, no, it does, for sure.
Well, Owen Wilson dies. They are able to bum rush John Voight. They
tie him up.
Tie his ass up. And then they are just going to get the fuck out of there, which is smart, but then they get stuck.
But we should mention, like, he make them blow up this bridge with the dynamite, and then that caused them to lose all their fuel.
Yep. I also like, because we skipped over it briefly, they tie him up because Jennifer Lopez skipped a seduction class, apparently, when she was on the block.
Yeah.
And she could not. That was the weakest. And
I don't understand why the writers would even do that.
It makes no sense.
Like, obviously, yeah, it makes no sense because, yeah, like, she has made it known to him the whole time.
Everybody.
That she hates this motherfucker.
Everything about him.
Everything about him. Just, yeah. And then all of a sudden,
save me.
I need the D.
give me the D, please.
Come on.
That, and then it was followed by one of my favorite one-liners of this whole movie.
Yeah.
When the plan worked only because they thought ahead to have two ambushers, yeah, and the British dude knocked him out with a club, and he says, asshole in one. So fucking dumb. Love it.
So, yeah.
So, yeah, they tie him up.
They tie him up.
And then they get stuck.
Going to get the fuck out of there. They get stuck. The one girl, Owen Wilson's ex-girlfriend, because I feel like he broke up with her before he died.
Oh, yeah. But she was still very heartbroken that he died.
She was very heartbroken.
Very heartbroken.
I mean, wouldn't you be? She'd probably be like, oh, man, I think he could have
chugged
back.
I don't know, man. If Ashlyn pulled a gun on me in the middle of the Amazon.
Yeah, but I thought they just met like 2 days ago on the film shoot.
Oh, that could be.
I don't know. I thought they knew each other.
That dick must have been good. Yeah. Guys, damn.
She didn't even get it. They got interrupted by the boar.
Oh, yeah.
She didn't get the damn.
Maybe it looked good.
Hey, maybe she felt it in the dry hump.
Yep. She was like, this is going to do the trick.
Yep. I didn't even These think are about hard dry to humps.
Find. Yeah. God yeah. Damn. And then that whole speech about how the jungle makes him horny, that is like, oh goodness. That,
yeah, me too.
I only wondered when he died and came back up the thing. I was hoping he said, whoa.
Wow.
Here's the infamous, the other infamous shot from this movie.
I never noticed it until this viewing. I actually thought I missed it for a second. I was like, that's the waterfall, but it's not going, it looks normal. And I'm like, I give up. I even rewound it to make sure I didn't.
I give up, and then bam.
I rewound it to make sure I didn't miss it. And then I'm like, oh, I give up. And then, what's the
going backwards.
Weirdest shot ever.
Yeah, it's crazy, huh?
It is.
I think everybody out there probably knew. There's a reverse shot.
There's a, yeah.
Yeah.
They reused the shot from them getting stuck to get unstuck.
Yeah.
It's what it comes down to.
They thought they were so smooth, nobody would notice.
Like, we don't need to shoot this again.
Do you think they were just running out of time that day?
Hey, if they noticed, we lost them.
Yeah.
Ice Cube tried talking him out of it. He's like, guys, I'm a documentary maker. This is not right. Don't. They're like, no, we got this.
This is not how we do this in Compton, guys. This is 2-8 out of not Compton.
The girl dies here, and then
because John Voight did like a nice little swing up.
Jumps.
How does he do that? Ninjas can't do that,
he's
right?
He's the like highest jumper I've ever seen.
And then whole Kiwana's hole, and then
her whole height. She's probably what, like 5'4"?
And he's sitting on his ass.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden he's like 6 foot in the air with his legs around her neck.
He can't done that the entire time.
Yeah. So, yeah, he chokes her out.
Yeah, and then dumped the body like nobody's knows. Yeah. They turn around like, what's that?
Yeah, they even do look back and they're like, huh, better get back to tying this rope on.
Uh-huh, nothing suspicious about that body dumping into the waddle sound.
Oh, and then, like, shit. Even John Voight's like on the boat and he's like, la dee da.
Breathing hard.
He's like, nothing's going on here.
Nothing going on. Do, 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 do. You guys are doing such a good job.
Oh, wait. I mean, I'm mean mugging you.
That's true. He's like mean mugging a cloud. You rained on me? They do get unstuck, but they're losing people left and right. They lose a girl. They lose. I don't remember his name, but the British.
That was my favorite death.
of the whole movie. That was fucking dope.
Yeah, because he's jumping out. He tries to get away from the anaconda in a waterfall high up in the air. When the anaconda comes after him, he tries to jump.
Catches him midair. Okay,
so catches him midair.
I was going to ask, is this the same anaconda that got shot, or do you think there are two?
There's two.
Well, there's two. This is the one that he hasn't gotten shot yet, though.
Yeah.
No.
He's getting ready to.
He's about to get
shot. I didn't know if it was the same one and it healed magically.
I'm assuming there are two different ones. Like
anacondas have magical healing powers?
Yeah.
Okay.
Either that or maybe they shot it out of order and they're like, shit, he got shot. Shit, we had to kill
this.
No, it's not. It's fine.
Nobody will notice.
No one will notice. No,
Abe, there's a second one.
Oh, there has to be two because there were babies.
Okay.
That's true.
Unless it's asexual.
Because I was going to say, because it's anaconda and not anacondas.
Ooh.
How come asexual works for things that can make their own babies and also people who don't like sex?
Because they don't need the opposite
the
sex.
The secondary.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, they're sufficient
by
themselves.
I had to ask that real quick because I was like, am I getting it wrong?
Right, no.
Okay.
Okay, guys. I know this is way off topic, on topic.
Oh, yeah.
But the beginning of the movie, text in the wolf's font ever.
It really
was.
Are
you kidding?
It was really hard to read.
It was really hard to read. It gave me a headache.
It was like yellow and stuff. Yeah. Was it like outlined or something?
Yeah, like red.
Yeah.
However, it was the most like obvious foreshadowing ever with their line of they're even known to eat and regurgitate their food and eat it again. It's like, okay, so that's going to happen in this movie.
You knew somebody was going to get thrown up.
At some point, someone's getting puked up.
Is that real about anacondas?
I don't know if it's so they can eat it again. I think they just overeat and they, but I think it's legit. I'm pretty
sure. And they regurgitate.
I thought it was they regurgitate the things that they can't, they can't process, like bones.
Huh.
Yeah, because that's why they all come and turn into dust. But then like even the title, I thought went up too fast in the beginning. Like, oh, good. Anaconda, but I'll fade.
Oh, good thing I know what I'm watching.
Good thing I know. I'll be so confused. If you blink, you miss it.
It actually is not true.
Okay.
I was going to say,
are you saying this movie is bullshit?
What? They lied to us?
I should have known it was going to be fake because the first thing that pops up is one of Anaconda's most iconic scenes is. But then shortly after that, apparently no, regurgitation is very dangerous, even potentially fatal for snakes.
That makes sense because it usually would pull indicates it out.
Serious issues.
Oh, that
pull
way.
Its insides out.
Okay. So that was a downfall because like, oh no, now it was weakened because of that.
Damn. Their stomach acid is even so strong that if they did, it would actually melt the inside of their mouths.
Huh. Wow.
And that's basically the next part is the regurgitation part because John Voight ends up capturing Ice Cube and J-Lo, ties him up, throws monkey blood on him because he loves shooting monkeys.
And sets a really elaborate net.
Really elaborate.
Yeah.
Which he can magically hold on to. But that big ass pipe that he tied it to, that's a little light, but he can hold on to it.
Yeah, no problem.
Because it's John Voight.
It's John Voight in Anaconda.
Oh, and I'm going to ask, so when he gets eaten and then that little wink, do you think he survived?
I think it's supposed to be a twitch.
Yeah, I think he's dead already.
Yeah. I don't know, that little wink.
I thought it was just like a trauma response.
When I was little, I thought, oh, he winked. I thought it was specifically a wink, but now I'm like, I don't know. I think it's a
twitch. I don't know, man. It's John Voight.
It's John Voight.
Maybe does he pop up in the sequels? Anybody seen any sequels?
I have not.
I'm not. I think he might have been dead.
I have not. And I didn't do I learned my lesson on the franchises with Three Ninjas.
There's some things not worth going
There's
into.
Some franchises I just need to not watch and rate.
Yeah.
It's going to go down the line anyways in shittiness. So he gets eaten here. The snake gets out of the net. John Voight gets eaten. Every time I see it, I'm just like, that's
how I want to go.
He's a dick.
Oh, yeah.
Like, literally.
Oh, yeah.
Going into that vagina is what the whole thing just looks like.
It does really does.
You know what I mean? Like, which, that's what it's like to be a dick.
I don't think they should have done that shot because it's like the only.
It's so weird, dude.
The only artistic ish shot in the whole thing. It's like, we don't need this. This doesn't fit the rest of the movie at all. But, and it was really bright in there. You think it'd have been a lot darker.
Yeah, they really lighted bright. That up.
Yeah.
Yep. So, yeah. John Voight gets turned into a dildo.
Yep.
Yep.
Flagpole.
Then winks at J-Lo.
Mm-hmm. And then J-Lo wound up in Ice Cube.
That's why he winks. He's like, that could have been you.
And then they let a black they let a black guy
that was
live.
Good.
Live.
Yeah.
That was and then pretty he good. Saved the day.
Yeah.
Are you forgetting about LL Cool J in Deep Blue Sea? Yeah. He survived, right?
The documentary, Deep Blue Sea?
2 years later.
God, I fucking love Deep Blue Sea so much.
I know.
It's like one of my favorite movies.
One more thing I want to mention, because we're basically at the end of the
Jesus Christ.
We're basically at the end of the movie. I'm not normally one for picking apart, like, I like guns and everything, but I'm not one for picking apart, like, gun mistakes in movies.
Yeah.
There's one in this one that pissed me off, and it's more of a common sense thing, is the fact that J-Lo picked up a gun that she just found on the beach by the trigger.
She's definitely not from the block.
No. She knows. Anyone from the block knows how to pick up a gun that you just find laying around.
Yep.
And it's not by the damn trigger.
Nope. She's never even visited.
No.
Never even that visited girl. The block.
So yeah, that was Anaconda from 1997. But wait, there's more. We're going to hear from our podcast family, the PFPN.com, and be right back with kill count, ratings, trivia, new picks for the next rotation, and we're going to call AOTKP on their line.
Oh, are we?
Right after this.
I was more aware of that.
You're listening to the Prescribed Films Podcast Network, home to hundreds of hours of free podcast entertainment. The shows on this network all have a common goal, providing you with the best discussions about movies and other forms of entertainment media. The PFPN hopes to fill your earholes with audio joy. Visit our website with links to all the other amazing shows at www.thepfpn.com. Thanks for listening.
Thanks, thepfpn.com. You guys are awesome!
Awesome!
It's Blue Movies is what I saw on their Facebook page for the next time they record.
And this is a Blue Movie?
And we just talked about Deep Blue Sea anyways.
Oh, okay.
So we should call in and say Deep Blue Sea.
Okay.
Yeah. But that doesn't have to be quite yet because Tony's going to have to get that booted up and stuff. Do you want me to get the number for you?
Yeah.
Okay. While you guys are doing that,
I got some trivia.
I got some trivia.
What?
The CGI for the Anaconda cost $100,000 per second.
Wait, what?
The CGI for the Anaconda
really
cost $100,000 per second.
Yeah, but it looked like a lot of it was puppet work.
I hope so, because that's a lot of money to be dumping into. $100,000 per second.
Does it say how much?
It does not. Okay. Unless it's later on in the facts, which we'll find out.
Okay.
Animatronic. Okay, so during filming one of the scenes, the controls for the animatronic Anaconda shorted out, causing it to completely lose control. Some of the footage is actually in the movie.
Of course
it which is. Which is the scene where the tether breaks. That's what that was. The Amazonian film shoot was occasionally disrupted by the fact that several cast members were deathly afraid of snakes. So let's go shoot the snake movie. The film is listed among the 100 most enjoyably bad movies ever made in Golden Raspberry Award founder John Wilson's book of the official Razzie's movie guide. The theatrical trailer, when the Anaconda attacks Gary, the CGI snake had not yet been put in. So he was falling backwards with nothing grabbing onto him. That's a fun one. I like that. Gillian Anderson and Juliana Margulies turned down the role of Terry Flores.
Okay.
Jennifer Aniston, Kat Beckinsale, Nicole Kidman, Juliette Binoche, Kim Basinger, and Sandra Bullock were also considered for the role.
And then they were like, you know what? I guess J-Lo walks.
Dude, Kate Beckinsale couldn't have done it because she's top tier.
The director worked
she couldn't have been there.
Sandra Bullock a few years before this in the Fire on the Amazon movie.
Oh.
And he worked with Sharon Stone and...
Yeah, Specialist, right?
Yeah.
Dude, I used to watch The Specialist all the time when I was a kid. It had that real sexy scene with Sharon Stone. And fucking Sylvester Stallone, but who needs to see him at sexy time?
Oh, nobody.
Nah.
Weird. Apparently, anacondas actually have rounded pupils. In the film, the anaconda had slanted pupils to give it a frightening and villainous appearance, slightly similar to how a shark in Spielberg's Jaws has eyes that stay black throughout the movie.
Okay.
Apparently, they have round pupils. That's fucking bonkers. And last one I will read is a stationary animatronic of the anaconda featured in the movie was on display at the California Academy of Sciences in San Francisco. Its tail had the skin taken off, revealing the skeletal structure of the snake and the inner workings of the animatronic.
Huh.
Chose a weird one to go out on. I'm not going to lie.
Okay, but there was animatronic, like puppets. Okay.
Yeah. It doesn't specify how much of it. Because
there's no way, like, when it comes, like, I understand, like, with the waterfall scene.
Yeah.
Like with
that's complete CGI for sure.
Okay, but CGI when it's like catching him and stuff. But like when it comes goes into the waterfall and it shows the head looking around, that's got to be a puppet.
That and even the dart when they dart it in the mouth, that's legit puppet.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm gonna read one more because this one's kind of sad. Sean. No, sad in a fun way. Sean Connery.
How can fun be sad?
Sean Connery, Tommy Lee Jones, and John Malkovich turned down the role for Paul Sorone.
Whoa.
John Malkovich would have been fucking dope.
I don't know. Sean Connery would have been.
Sean Connery. Yeah. Tommy Lee, I'd pass on that. Tommy Lee every day. The other two,
Tommy Lee, but.
I do too, but I don't know as a villain.
I don't know about this guy.
He's too curmudgeon-y and old and just too slow. I don't know. Yeah.
And too slutty.
Too slutty.
God, I thought you were talking about Tommy Lee, like Pam.
Oh,
no.
Pam.
No.
And I was like, the Tommy Lee Jones. He'd be real good. He's like dirt.
As John Boyd.
Yeah, he's like a dirt bag. He would have been perfect. But now I'm with you. Tommy Lee from Will Smith, Men in Black.
Yeah.
Boom.
He'd have been fucking the snake while Ice Cube recorded
it. He sure would have.
Really?
So, IMDb trivia.
Tommy Lee, the drummer.
Oh, okay. I thought you were still talking about Tommy Lee Jones.
No.
God.
Sorry. IMDb trivia that we're going to add.
Oh, and this just in.
This just in.
John Voight based his character on Inigo Montoya from The Princess Bride.
Yes.
Love it. I've heard that before.
I like that we stopped because at first we were just doing like ridiculous.
Yeah.
But I feel like now we're trying to like do ones that like,
could make sense?
Could
they
could
are lie jokes?
Could
it's cracking me up.
I love it. Kill count. Yeah, Tony, what did you come up with?
A till count?
I mean, it probably it's 8, but I did 7 because I don't think John Voight died.
I got 6.
Oh, shit. Okay,
so we'll say 7.
Who's
7.
The 6 for you then?
I got Danny Trejo.
We got Owen Wilson.
Danny, Owen.
So maybe 7.
His girlfriend.
His girlfriend. The English dude. Mateo. And then Voight.
Okay, I may have. Yeah. So 6. We'll go 6.
Okay.
Are you sure? Because that's saying John Voight died.
It's fine.
Okay.
He'll be alive.
This isn't the hill you're going to die on, Tony?
No.
Pick your battles kind of thing.
I'm okay.
Whatever. Anaconda.
So you want to call them now?
Yeah, you got to boot it up.
Yep.
Oh, who's kicking it off?
I don't know. You probably.
Okay.
You got the sultry voice.
I got the sultry voice. Should I do even more sultry for
this? I've never called this, by the way.
What up, AOTKP?
I don't think any of us have, right?
No.
I can't breathe.
So like, is Jason gonna pop on and be like, "Leave your message here"?
It's probably gonna be his voice. Yeah.
Please state your name after the tone, and Google Voice will try to connect you.
That's not Jason.
This isn't Jason.
Brett and Tony with Ash and Abe.
Hey, this is...
This isn't Jason.
Oh, shit. So
now it's connecting us.
I am so nervous.
The fuck?
Jason?
Hello? Jason? Mike? Tad?
Jason?
Tad?
How long does that ring?
Jason?
After every ring.
Hello, Jason, are you there?
Jason?
Hey, Mike?
I hope that they'll pick up after the ring and they'll hear, Jason?
Thank you for calling us.
Jason!
Please leave us your message.
Oh my God, hi, Jason!
Hey!
What's up, Attack and Killer Podcast?
Mike and Tad?
This is Brett and Tony with Ash and Nate Podcast, and we hear you're talking about blue horror movies.
Yeah.
Oh, really? I'll call about my blue balls.
That too, because those are a horror show.
Yeah. Fun fact, the three boys on this podcast, their favorite color is blue.
Oh, yeah.
That is true.
My eyes are blue. Yours are too.
Mine are too.
Right? Mine looks kind of hazel.
Yeah,
that's true. Okay. They get a little bluey.
Yeah.
They go gray a little bit.
Because Abe, are yours eyes like hurt really bad in the sun?
Oh my God.
Got to have sun.
Yes.
Blue eyes are the most sensitive, but we're not on our podcast right now.
Technically, we are.
Boys.
Deep Blue Sea is what we're calling in for.
We love Deep Blue Sea.
What?
It's one of my favorites.
A shark movie that doesn't make any sense.
Fuck right? You, shitty.
Sign me up.
It's not shitty. It's amazing.
Which apparently it's a documentary.
That in the best way.
Okay.
Hey, guys, right. Have you ever seen Blue Valentine?
Okay, yeah. Bye. We don't know how long the message is.
No, it's let's keep on going.
It's probably still going, right?
Fine. It's so
they
weird.
Can edit it out.
Yeah, but this isn't our show.
That's true. All I right, feel bye, weird. Guys.
Bye. They're gonna have to like fucking stitch our shit.
Yeah, they won't.
Jason, no, he'll probably just throw it in just like that.
And then they'll make fun of us.
I'm pretty sure he's just gonna play it live on the show.
Yeah.
What did it record? I
don't know. Mondays, usually. The opposite Monday of us, though, I think. Because Tuesdays, because they stop for football. Anyway.
Oh. Anyways.
Okay.
That's enough behind the scenes of other people's podcast.
Which that brings our total up to, if I am not mistaken, Tony, 65.5.
Yep, that little baby.
That little baby.
We need 0.5s, guys. If anybody knows any out there, recommend them.
Recommend them.
Let me know, because I have to pick them all.
And just remember, that baby has to die still
in the womb.
In the womb.
Yep. That's the hill I'm going to die on.
Yep.
But
if you need a reference, what's that one? Dreamhouse?
Dreamhouse. Fucking great.
Watch that
movie anyway.
That
was the first one.
Yeah, that was. Yeah. Off
that's what started it.
We're not counting miscarriages/ abortions, are we?
No.
I feel like we shouldn't.
No.
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 No. No. We'd have to be unwillingly killed.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
I like that better.
So who's kicking off the ratings this week?
What?
Brett. Might as well be Brett.
Why me?
It's your movie.
How do you know? We haven't guessed at movies yet.
Bitch, you told me last week.
I know. I get excited.
He's really bad.
This
you're
is
really
Abe's
bad
only
at
bit.
This
it's
movie
Abe's only bit.
Is a five for me.
Are you fucking serious?
Oh my God. If this doesn't get Bloody Machete, you guys disappoint me, because this is B movie. Like, this is peak B movies in the 90s.
We just gave a Bloody Machete to fucking
The Shining.
The Shining.
Yeah. And then you're like, reluctantly. Anaconda
hey,
gonna be the next one.
Yeah. I'll let you guys have your Bloody Machete.
Okay,
guys.
Let me go next. Let me go next, because I'm gonna fuel it a little bit more.
Are you?
Dude, this movie is a fucking five.
Yes.
And
right?
At first I wasn't sure. I was like, this movie I liked it as a kid. But then there's things I've noticed this time through, and I'm glad it didn't come up, because I get to mention the fact that in typical B movie fashion, they explain the wrong things. Like, they make sure to point out that this is monkey blood to entice the snake. They make sure to point out the fact that the dart fell out of his back, when obviously we see the fucking dart fall out. The tree that knocked them loose, they made sure to point out, hey, a tree knocked this loose. That's why we're getting away right now. Not the fact that these guys planned a fucking heist where John Voight would be stranded out in the middle of the Amazon while his friend is 50 miles away joining this random fucking documentary crew.
Yep.
They're like, they'll totally believe that, but we need to explain these other things.
These duck eggs.
It's a five.
Excuse me, I need to be the fucking voice of reason right now.
It's all right, Tony. You can be the voice of reason. I had to get that out of my system.
Thank you, Abe. That's all I needed.
This movie is fucking ridiculous. Let's get the fuck five.
Five? Yes! I was so hoping. Oh, my God.
Tony, that was even better. Oh, fuck yes. I thought you were going to ruin it. That's why I had to jump in.
I was looking at you, and you looked mad. And I was like, there's no way Anaconda made you mad, though.
No, plus the like attention to detail to making the actual documentary is amazing.
Yes, agreed.
Oh,
it did make me angry.
Are you gonna bring us down to reality?
Welcome back, Ashlyn.
Thanks. I'm so happy to be here. Five.
Are you serious? No way.
Two bloody machetes.
First time ever, back to back bloody machetes.
No lie, I was gonna do a Tony fucking thing, but
were you stole
it? I did. So
dude, he totally stole it.
Tony stole it.
Oh my God.
Although his was better though, because we never get a five from Tony really. Yeah. Besides the last one, but
I know. Actually, three.
That was.
I had three in a row.
Oh yeah, that's true. Your Babadook guy,
Mr. Boogity.
That guy,
the Boogity.
Put some respect when you talk about Mr. Boogity.
What did I rate guys, that? Because I don't.
You
think
guys did not disappoint me at all. That's yeah. why we're friends.
Dude. Anaconda. I love Anaconda.
Anaconda.
I watched it when I was
not.
Eight, dude.
I did not.
I loved it.
Also, it's the same for fucking Piranha, though. You guys know I love shitty ass animal movies.
Piranha's a fucking.
That's my
too.
Shit, dude.
Yeah.
Well, so, yeah. Oh my gosh.
Abe would not expect him to do extra work.
I was not. That was great. You guys just made my night.
Yeah. That was good.
Before we go,
we still got to
pick, but we also got to do the guesses for who picked what.
Ooh.
All right. I'm going to do my guesses.
You can't because you drew. You know the answer.
The fuck does that mean?
You know the answer.
At first, I didn't.
Oh,
huh?
You didn't when you saw him? Mm-mm. Really?
At first, I didn't know.
At what point? What movie gave it away?
Brett saying,
I chose Anaconda. And then narrowing it down.
I chose the Anaconda. And then I was like.
Last week.
And then you told me you picked The Shining. Because I was like, fuck yeah, The Shining. I love that movie.
I didn't tell you that I picked it.
Yeah,
I said.
Did.
You picked it?
I picked The Shining.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, I totally
I just
thought you picked
it.
Did you really?
Yeah.
This is really?
Kubrick, dude.
No.
Yeah. Sorry. Okay, you guys, dude, guess this because I just fucked shit up.
And I thought that you were. Yeah, you had me.
I had you because I down told you.
I thought for a while that you picked Black Bear until Mr. Boogity gave you away.
Wait, you picked Black Bear, right?
I think Dale gave me away.
Yeah.
See, I didn't think it was Darren. I think it was your excitement and the fact that you're the only one who had connection. I thought at first you were Boogity because it's
Same,
the only
actually.
Far back nostalgia. I was like, this has got to be Brett. It's like complete when he was a kid. This is
I
nostalgia.
I also thought he chose it because he was talking about all these nostalgic
exactly.
movies he was going to choose. Yeah.
And then Tony.
Junior high, though, man. I was in seventh grade.
But you
saw
didn't
this
specify.
In theaters.
You didn't specify what decade.
Yeah, that's true.
But yeah. And then after that, everything fell into place. I figured everything
See,
out.
I thought you were picking The Shining. I thought you picked The Shining because you thought maybe I picked The Shining.
Nope. I picked Mr. Boogity because I thought Dale might send that to Dale.
And then I thought for a second that you, or that she picked Anaconda.
Yeah.
Because she was going to pick that all last season. That was
really?
One of her. That
was a
one
back
of,
pocket movie?
That was one of her animal movies. Attack movies
yeah.
that
yeah.
she was going to pick. But so I thought she picked that.
Yeah.
And then.
Dude, right. I'm playing off that I picked The Shining.
Oh, and I got to throw out The Shining. I picked that because Mitchell suggested that for
okay.
me.
And it's
cool.
so good.
It yeah. is.
It was all right.
So Mitchell is responsible for one of our bloody machetes. Thanks, Mitch.
Hell nice, yeah,
Mitch.
I chose Black Bear. And you know what's really fucked up is I'm still thinking about it.
Oh, that's, I liked it.
It's fucking weird.
It's
still in my head.
I enjoyed
the it. The first half, yeah. The second half, not so much.
Just like The Lighthouse. Mm. It just lives in my head now. Yep.
That Bo is Afraid is in my head.
I've never seen that.
Bo is Afraid is
it
so
fucking
good.
He fucking watched all these movies without me, and I was kind of mad because then
Why
he
did
explained,
he watch him?
He basically explained Bodies, Bodies, Bodies to me like
oh, you
full
would've,
force.
You would've loved body,
and
body,
I was like,
bodies.
Bro, now
like,
I want to watch it.
Like Me with the Village.
I think you would like Bodies, Bodies,
yeah,
Bodies.
The way,
I liked
what
it.
He fucking said, I was like, hell yeah, that's right up my alley.
This is
like,
where it draws like, back not to look into movies.
Yeah,
I don't like to look into movies.
I think Body, Bodies, if it did not nail the landing, it would not be as good.
Yeah, agreed. All right, so the new order. Hold on, I gotta
get my... All right, first one.
First, oh wait, I have that. Yeah, first one.
Did you
is...
shake it up?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right, first
and
one.
And no revealing it, Brett.
Okay.
Halfway through the rotation, you're not just gonna be like,
oh, I can't
wait to watch this.
I got candy in my mouth.
Okay.
Black Mirror.
Fuck.
Bandersnatch, 2018.
So, is Black Mirror a episodic?
Is it the show you're talking thing? About?
I think it's a Tony show.
Oh.
Meow.
Wait, what? Bandersnatch?
Bandersnatch, okay. 2018.
Bandersnatches.
Number two, Desperado.
Oh, shit.
Desperado? Whoa. Get the fuck out of here, Brett.
I'm not gonna lie, that is probably one of the most obvious ones.
Right? What the fuck
unless,
is that?
Unless that's somehow
Rodriguez is like my favorite.
Unless that's somehow Tony being a genius,
a literal genius, if he chose that.
Fallout episode one, bitch. I don't know if that's the name of the episode or if I just got called a bitch.
Whoever did that, you know.
Chef's kiss.
Just chef's kiss for sure.
And Ticks from 1993.
Oh my God. I hate Ticks for real, though.
You've seen it?
No, I mean, like, I hate real Ticks. Oh. They scare me. So remember that one year we went camping? I had like three on me.
Next week is Black Mirror Bandersnatch from 2021.
I thought he said 18. 21.
2018 for Bandersnatch?
2018.
Yep.
Bandersnatch. Bandersnatch?
Bandersnatch.
Bandersnatch. And I'm going to put these in my pocket so nobody can...
Sneaksies.
Okay. Sneaksies.
I can't breathe out of my nose.
Yeah.
So I'm doing a lot of yawns because I have no air.
Hopefully the mouse next.
Okay, anything else?
I'm just joking, by the way.
That is all.
Take care of him.
We have.
Take care of them.
And that's it for us, folks. Thanks for hitting that like button. Thanks for hitting the play button, too. Man, I fucked that up. Thanks, guys, for hitting that play button.
Sucks to suck.
Bloody Machete.
Hit the like button. Bloody Machete movie. Oh, by the way, how many Bloody Machetes have each of us got?
I'll have to get back to you on that. I don't have my stats with me.
I want to know this.
I will.
Cool. That's it for us, folks.
It's probably stupid, Brett.
See you next week. You sounded so mad.